evening, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the famed Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, famed Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Trill Belichick, a.k.a. Hurricane, but you could call me Slurricane. And today is Thursday, September 8th, 2022. It's about 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 7 a.m. Pacific Time and a little bit after 1 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Help Group, and hopefully they can get you on a path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. As you were Monday. Monday was the last day we came out. Usually I don't remember the Mondays, but you know, with football, it's a little different. You can remember a standalone game. And I only gave you two that day. One of them was baseball. I believe it was the Mets at the Pirates, and it was rained out. And if you wanted to, you could have done it on Wednesday, but I because the Mets swept them, you could have replayed it on Wednesday. But, yeah, and then, Monday night, we had Clemson. It's like I told you. You won back on that national stage. They were playing Georgia Tech. And it was a struggle the first half. Then Clemson kind of warmed out and turned on the gas midway through the third and the fourth. But Clemson won by like 31, 41-10. And I told you, with Clemson, you won back on that national stage to get back where you were in that playoff, you know, a constant team in the playoffs. You got to beat Georgia Tech, not just beat them, not just cover the 23, beat them by about 30. And they beat them by 31. Remember I told you, I specifically said that. Beat them by 30. USC, you won back on the national stage, you beat Rice by 50. They beat them by 52. When I call these teams out, they respond. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I got three for you today because today the NFL kicks off, B. The NFL is back this year, y'all. You know, as customary, you've got the defending Super Bowl champion at home the Thursday after Labor Day. That's always the first game of the NFL season. But before we get into that, I got a baseball pick for you, okay? Got Minnesota going out to the Bronx. Take on the Yankees, son. You know, pardon me. Those were horrible Minnesota and New York City accents. I apologize. Damn. All right. But we've got Minnesota, the Twins, going to the Yankees. Sonny Gray starting for the Twins. Sonny is 7-4, 3.10 ERA, 1.13 WHIP, and he's going against Nasty Nestor Cortez, 9-4, 2.66 ERA, 0.96 WHIP. Very simple. We're taking the Yankees. See, teams like this, the Yankees will handle and destroy them. Hey, now and then they'll mess up. You know, a worse team will beat them, but you know, but when they come against, you know, your Houston's, you know, certain teams, the Yankees don't have a shot because they just ain't got the heart like that. They soft. I realize that they soft to me anyway. But yeah, and this is getaway day for the Twins. the Twinkies that they used to call them back in the day. Getaway day for the Twins. So we're going to go ahead and take the Yankees on the money line at minus 143 odds. All right, minus 143, the Yankees money line. All right. And now we got two from the NFL. Monday or Thursday night football, NFL starts. We got them Buffalo Bills, the people's choice, it seems, to win the Super Bowl this year, going against the defending champions, the Los Angeles Rams. Now, like I said, as you know, the Chiefs last year, they were supposed to do the damn thing last year. Or not the Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills. They were supposed to do the damn thing last year. I forgot who knocked them out of the playoffs. Was it the Chiefs that knocked them out? Because they went out and beat the Chiefs in Kansas City in that, 58-55 game or something crazy like that? You know, like 21 points scored in the last 3 minutes. It was crazy. So they were supposed to do it. And remember but they didn't even make it to the Super Bowl. And then last year, remember, we had the Rams. We knew that, once they had Matthew Stafford, Matthew Stafford's a very, very better than average, if not elite NFL quarterback. I mean, they were talking about he had Hall of Fame numbers before he won the Super Bowl. And then, but a lot of that was due to Megatron. I understand. I mean, like I said, imagine that guy, man. He in college, he throws to AJ Green for the most part. Then in the NFL, he comes and he's throwing to Megatron for most of his career. Then he goes to LA for 1 year. And in 1 year, he's in Los Angeles, wins a Super Bowl, and gets Odell Beckham Jr. for the last, quarter of the season, I think. That's crazy. And we love Matthew Stafford on this show. This prop that we're going to take for the NFL tonight, we took it so many times last year because it hit for us so many times. And as Matthew Stafford's passing touchdown prop, over 1.5 touchdowns, Matthew Stafford gets us at least 2 touchdowns. That's over 1.5 touchdown passes. That's minus 167. Not necessarily the best, but it's the early. It's early right now. And it's only one game. It's early. So we're going to take Matthew Stafford over 1.5 total touchdown passes for minus 167. All right? And then lastly, you've got two very capable offenses, high-powered. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is out again, but Matthew Stafford was cooking last year without him. And then Buffalo, like I said, they're the people, everybody loves them, Quarterback can run a little bit. They got a dynamic receiver and, Diggs, the guy from Dallas's brother. Is that his name? Yeah, Stephon Diggs. I'm tripping. Two pretty good defenses, too. But I don't think defense don't really start cooking until about week 3 or 4. The defenses that are good will do what they do up until about week 4. Then that's when they'll start cooking. But, yeah, I see a lot of points tonight. I see a lot of points. Now, the total is set at 52. I think that's a little high. So we're going to go ahead, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it at 52 and go under it. There's going to be a lot of points, but I don't see 52 points of a lot. Like offenses too. Like I said, these NFL teams don't come out cooking until about week 3 or 4. A little more practice, a little more game reps. They lost the preseason game. When these NFL teams get their continuity and their unison between each other going, it's beautiful. All right. So we're going to take the under 52. All right. So let's recap. Major League Baseball, we're taking the Yankees on the money line, minus 143 at home against the Twins. Okay. NFL kickoff, Thursday night football. We got the Rams hosting Buffalo. We're going to take Matthew Stafford, quarterback for the Rams, to get over 1.5 total touchdown passes. And we're going to take the game to go under 52 points total, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram is at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Okay, or the backup page where we pay homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant with the name at Betting Public, BETTINGPUBLIC. Okay, don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments. Most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Content goes up there usually Saturdays and Sundays. I'm expecting that there should be a college football Saturday show and an NFL Sunday show. And there might be a guest on one of them. All right. And speaking of guests, I'll be a guest tonight on the Barbershop Podcast on Instagram. Barbershop Talk Podcast or Barbershop Sports Talk Podcast on Instagram at Barbershop Podcast, I believe, is the Instagram. Okay. And don't forget to check out that channel. BCDK_game_OH. That's the sports betting game. That's the channel for it on YouTube, where it'll be at for the time being, all right? But there you have it. We'll talk more about it as we go. But there's a channel. Please go subscribe to it, especially if you're in the Republic of Cincinnati area, okay? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. I know a little long, a little late, but we'll fix that. It'll be back on time tomorrow. But until then, stay safe. Be well. Peace.